Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Chandan Healthcare Limited earnings conference call Q4 and 12-month FY26, hosted by Kirin Advisors Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now hand the conference over to Mr. Parth Acharya from Kirin Advisors Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to the conference call of Chandan Healthcare Limited. From the management team, we have Mr. Amar Singh, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Rajeev Nain, CFO and Company Secretary. With that, now hand over the call to Mr. Rajeev Nain. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Parth, and good afternoon, all of you. I am pleased to welcome you all to our earnings call for the financial year 25-26. Financial year 25-26 has been a year of new milestones to us and a new aggressive capital expenditure during this year. We have opened new centers, touched new milestones, and new segments along with new geographies. Now, before handing over to Dr. Amar Singh, the Chairman of the group, I will quickly share the numbers for quarter four and full financial year. I am happy to share that during the last quarter, quarter four, we have achieved a total revenue of 77.41 crores, which is 18.96% year-on-year growth. During this quarter, we have done EBITDA of 14.25 crores with 12.65% YOY growth. Along with this, PAT remained 6.92 crores with YOY growth of 14.88%. And I am happy to share with you the full financial year numbers. During the full financial year, we have achieved a top-line sales of 280.67 crores with a very good 20.43% YOY growth. EBITDA during this year was 56.84 crores with a very good growth rate of 31.02% YOY growth. This EBITDA margin of 20.25% was 164 basis points up. PAT during the year was 27.06 crore with YOY growth of 22.04%. PAT margin was 9.64% with 13 basis points up. And I would like to mention here that during this year, we did a provision of an exceptional item, which was 2.92 crores. It is one-time non-recurring adjustment due to implementation of new labor code and change in the definition of wages. So now I hand over to our Chairman, Dr. Amar Singh, to give us more perspective of the company and the business. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Rajeev. Good afternoon, all the shareholders, institutional investors, and colleagues. Welcome to our quarter four and annual report for financial year 25-26. It has been a transformative year for Chandan Healthcare Limited. And since our listing on the NSE Emerge platform in February 25, our focus has been to build a scalable, integrated, and high-quality diagnostics platform. And today, I'm proud to share that our vision of establishing a highly efficient Pan-India healthcare, previously it was Northern India Company, but now it is Pan-India healthcare network. It is reflecting outstanding operational and financial performance. And at the moment, we are already in 13 states, and three more states will be added in this quarter. Our performance in this financial year shows the operational strength and financial discipline in our business model. I am just repeating the results in short. For Q4 26, the total income stood at 77.4 crore. This is up 18.96% year-to-year. And EBITDA raised to 14.25 crore. It is up 12.65% year-on-year. And profit after tax reached 6.92 crore. It is up 14.88% year-on-year. And as far as the total financial year result, it has been a robust performance. Total income for this year has been 280 1,67 crore, registered a robust year-on-year growth of 20.43% compared to the last year to 233.06 crore. And EBITDA for this year has been 56.84 crore, a robust growth year-on-year of 31.02% compared to 43.39 crore in last financial year, 25. Our EBITDA margin expanded by 164 basis points to reach 20.25% this year. And profit after tax increased by 22.04% to 27.06 crore with a PAT margin of 9.64%. And this net profitability remains strong despite accounting for one-time exceptional items of 2.92 crore due to new labor codes. Otherwise, it would have been a different picture. And the total test count has increased significantly by 20.69%, growing from 7.3 million tests to 8.8 million tests. And the total patient count in diagnostic has also increased from 1.7 million to 2 million, a 12.81% increase over the previous year. As far as our pathology and radiology share is concerned, our pathology share has been 71.5% and radiology share has been 28.5%. And if we go for diversified segmental sale, it has started taking a balanced shape in each segment. Our B2C segment, it is 40% and it remains our highest and grown by 29% from last year. And B2B segment, 30% share. It has grown by an incredible 50%. And B2G government segment, it is 29.95% and is marginally low at 3% because we did not focus more in government sector last year. To support this expanding ecosystem, we scaled our workforce to more than 1,900 skilled professionals. And we are currently operating with two central labs. These are referral labs, at one at Lucknow and one at Haldwani. When we call central referral lab, that simply means we are doing all type of super specialty tests, microbiology and histopathology. That means we cater all type of samples in pathology in these two labs. And three more central referral labs are under upgradation. And these are at Delhi, Raipur, Chhattisgarh and Bhopal, Madhya Pradesh. And all these three will be operational as an upgraded centers within 2 to 3 months. Another 19 comprehensive diagnostic centers, because this is our basic modus operandi. We always go for comprehensive diagnostic centers, which covers all type of pathology and radiology business. And these are already in 7 states. Now we are not based in Northern India. Now we are pan-India. And it is all 7 states are Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Bihar, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Delhi and Chhattisgarh. Besides this, we have 25 diagnostic centers covering pathology and radiology services and 26 standalone labs having pathology services only. This year we started franchisee business also and we have made 130 franchisee in the last quarter of last year. And we have more than 400 collection centers for pathology samples. In all, we are having 72 diagnostic centers in the last financial year. As far as segmental sale is concerned, previously our sales included only 3 segments, referral, corporate and government. From this year, from last year, we have started online and franchise business also. And now we are having referral sale around 39.8%. These cases are referred by the doctors and hospitals. And government sale has been 31.8%. And corporate sale has been 25.3%. And franchise sale has been added 1.6% for the first time in this year. And online sale has also been added 1.5% for the first time in this year. Because these two businesses we started in the last quarter of the last financial year. And all these five segments together will create a huge impact on sales in the years to come. F26 has been a year of massive geographical and partnership-led expansion. As I told you, we have already gone for Pan India. We have unlocked five PPP projects for 10 years, which will give long-term revenue with an estimated project value of 800 crore in next 10 years. In Punjab, we have secured major 10-year public-private partnership PPP projects across 12 key districts. This involves installing advanced 1.5 Tesla MRI and 32 slice CT scan systems in all the district hospitals. In Haryana, we have secured a 10-year 1.5 Tesla MRI project. This is placed at 200-bedded civil hospital Rohtak. In Assam, a 10-year contract at the Northeast Frontier Railway Central Hospital. We are introducing 800 MA X-ray. It is a very upgraded model of X-ray, an advanced ultrasound machine, advanced 3 Tesla MRI, and advanced 128 slice CT scan. This center is a very advanced center. And at Jina Seco, basically in 4 months back, we started working with Jina Seco. Our exclusive partnership network with Jina Seco and Advanced Hospital and Clinic Chain is scaling across 17 states. They are already working in 17 states. We have already covered more than 50% hospitals and clinics of Jina Seco in 13 states and will cover 100% in the current financial year. In quarter four alone, we commenced diagnostic operations at major hospital facilities at Jina Seco, which includes the 150-plus bed HIMS hospital in Dera Basi, Punjab, and a 600-plus bed facility in Muradnagar, Meerut. And this ensures IPD and OPD patient footfall directly into the Chandan ecosystem. And this will definitely help in future also to create a new set of patients. And we have made our entry into premier metro markets. Previously, we were confined to Tier 2, Tier 3 cities, but now we have entered in metro markets also by launching diagnostic hubs in Mumbai, Maharashtra, Kolkata, West Bengal, Raipur, Chhattisgarh, and Chandigarh. And we have also started franchisee business by launching over 130 franchisee in the last financial year. And from this financial year, we are adding 25 to 35 franchisee every month. Our strategy is aggressive, but it is very much disciplined. Moving into the next financial year, our growth will be based on 6 core pillars. We are working on these 6 core pillars. And number one is one district, one lab. We are executing a focused blueprint to establish one district, one lab across the entire Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand in next 2 years. Rest of the states will be covered later on. In Uttarakhand, we have already covered all the districts. All 13 districts are having our lab. And in UP, we are adding in this year and next year. And within 2 years, we will cover all the districts of Uttar Pradesh. And then we will move forward to other states. And the second part is exponential franchise scaling. As I told you, building on the 130-plus franchise network created last year, we have set a clear target to scale up to 1,000 operational franchisees over the next 24 months. In the previous meeting, I told we will have 1,000 franchisees in 3 years. But now, the way we are working, the way we are adding the franchisee, I have reduced this period to 24 months. And the third part is digital online business and home sample connection. It has already officially taken off, and we are strengthening our digital direct-to-consumer platforms and telecalling. And this is this digital business is also going to add in a huge manner. And for the first time, Chandan is putting 2 PET scan, one at Gorakhpur and one at Kanpur. And they will be started in this financial year in the first quarter. And the fifth one is genome lab. This is the first genome lab in Uttar Pradesh. It's a genetic lab at Janakipuram, Lucknow, and it will be started in this financial year. It will take another 5 to 6 months because it is a very, it is a highly specialized lab. We need so many expertise and so many equipments, and within 6 months we are going to start this lab. And the sixth and the last one is our focus is on preventive health checkup program. And this program, we are focusing in tier two and tier three markets more because no large pathology players are working in tier two and tier three. So we are focusing more in tier two and tier three together with, of course, in tier one. We have ambitious expansion roadmap with exponential value for our patients and for our shareholders. And lastly, I want to extend my heartfelt gratitude to our medical professionals because they are the true instrumental in development of Chandan Healthcare. Our corporate partners, they are giving good opportunity to Chandan for doing serving so many corporates, and above all, to you, our investors, for your faith and support in our journey. Thank you, and I'm now happy to open the floor for questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Priyanshu Jain from Growth X Infinity. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, sir. Welcome, sir.
Hi, sir. Congratulations, sir, on decent set of results. Sir, I have few questions. First will be on the, sir, EBITDA margin side. Sir,
yes.
Mera first, like, question is, like, ki, before this, like, we are getting towards, we are improving our margins. And so going forward, we are thinking because our government business, our corporate business, and our consumer business. So overall, we are targeting around 30-32% kind of a EBITDA margins on a very conservative side. Sir,
yes.
In the past, can you throw some light on it? Ki, like, because of our expansion strategy and all, we are not, like, marking those numbers because expenses are there at that side. And going forward, are we confident for this financial year that we are able to sustain from this quarter around 30-32%?
Yes, yes, sir. Actually, we are making a complete balance between receivable amount and expenses on our expansion programs. And we try to do at least 32-35% EBITDA, and we are spacing our expansions in the way so that we should not come down to less than 30%. And that is a balanced business system, and we are adopting that. So EBITDA and profitability should never come down.
Okay, sir. And so, like, the reason I was asking, like, in the past, we are around 15-18%, and, like, previous that, we are around 8-10% as well. So that is only because of that we are expanding so much. So, like, at that point of time, like, we are taking, like, the expansion is there, so we are, like, taking some hit on our margins.
Definitely, sir. We got the brand. Now we are a listed company, and people recognize us in a great manner. And our brand has improved. We have got money from our investors, and our team was ready to perform. And that is the reason we are having more and more EBITDA. And you will see a great change in future also.
Okay, sir. Great, sir. So second question will be on the this year, total number of diagnostic centers we are opening. And right, I think last quarter we were having around 1.25 crores per diagnostic center. So, like, is this still intact?
No, sir. When we go for comprehensive centers, we require nearly 6 to 6.5 crore for each center. And when we go for standalone laboratory, then we require nearly 1 crore for lab. And for this financial year, we have set the target for 5 comprehensive centers and 20 labs. FY27, we have set the target for comprehensive and standalone labs. 20 standalone labs. Because we have to cover the whole Uttar Pradesh in next 2 years. And 40 districts are left at the moment. We have taken 20 in this year and 20 next year. And the total comprehensive centers, we have to install 10. And we have taken 50% in this year and 50% next year. So that our Uttarakhand and UP will be covered in next 2 years completely. So that we can move forward to other states. And we are already having our diagnostic centers in 13 states. So we have a base in every state, and we will cover one by one.
Great, sir. Actually, मैं standalone उसका ही पूछा था. तो like 1 crore is for the standalone, and like हमारे जो comprehensive centers है, it will be around 6 to 7 crore on an average.
Yes, exactly. It depends on the size of the place we have taken and the machine we are putting. Actually, we see whether it is a tier two, tier three, or tier one place. Where in tier one place we have to put three Tesla MRI. In tier two and three we have to put 1.5 Tesla MRI. So the difference is 1 crore in tier one and tier two, three. That's why it ranges from 6 crore to 7 crore.
ओके सर, कैन यू गिव अ ब्रेकडाउन ऑफ लाइक 6 to 7 crore में हमारा कितना मशीन्स में जाता है एंड लाइक द रेस्ट?
5 crore मशीन एंड 1 crore फॉर गेटिंग द स्पेस एंड फर्निशिंग इट.
ओके सर, जस्ट वन सजेशन, एज लाइक वी आर एंड ऑफ दिस क्वार्टर वन एज वेल, आई थिंक 1 month इज ओनली रिमेनिंग. सर, इज इट पॉसिबल दैट एज वी आर गोइंग टू लाइक गेटिंग ऑन मेन बोर्ड वेरी सून, सो लाइक वी कैन गिव अ क्वार्टरली अपडेट? आई थिंक 5 to 10 days आफ्टर द क्वार्टर एंड हमारे पास नंबर्स आ जाते होंगे दैट हाउ मच लाइक द वॉल्यूम इज देयर एंड एवरीथिंग. सो इफ इज लाइक कैन वी स्टार्ट दिस फ्रॉम दिस क्वार्टर दैट आफ्टर द क्वार्टर एंड वी इन द 5 to 10 days वी शेयर just a press release kind of a thing or a quarterly update that this quarter we have done this kind of a numbers.
Okay. We can give the sales in the first week of the next quarter. But the total balance sheet and total profitability will take another 1 month. So, yes, whatever you told me, we can give the sale. Of course, that is not the issue. We can give in the first week. Within 2 to 3 days of the completion of first quarter, we can definitely publish the sale.
Great.
Because sale part has no issue. That's why we can give. But the audited result we can give only after 1 month.
Perfect, sir. That is what I'm asking for. Okay, like volume and thoda sa value ka agar thoda sa numbers mil jata like for the particular quarter, that would be great for us. Like in the starting days only.
Yes, definitely. We can give the sale figures. We don't have an issue.
And sir, just last question on the government side that as we are entering into Assam and Punjab as well for this financial year. So, going forward, are we in the process any tender in the pipeline or we are thinking that we are targeting any state for that particular thing, government side business?
Sir, those tenders which we have already won, I have already told you about Punjab, Haryana and Assam. And all the time we are in the tender process, definitely. So many tenders are under process and whenever we will get the tender, when we will win the tender, that definitely we will inform you. But this is not the right time to give the details of the tender under process. Because we cannot declare it because of our competitors.
Sure, sir. Sir, just like last on the margin side, as your government business is a bit not very lucrative, sometimes because usme EBITDA margin hume lagta hai ki thode sacrifice. So in this
no, sir. EBITDA margin don't. EBITDA margins are much higher in government projects. The only issue is when it is a receivable amount. But in case of Punjab and Haryana project, we have to collect the money from the patient. So there is not any receivable issue. But the EBITDA part is definitely much higher. It is more than 40% in case of government projects. The only factor is you have to put more capital and receivable part. That is the reason. We have to make a balance between government project and cash business. That is the only reason. Because we have to put more capital and there is more receivable. Otherwise, EBITDA is much higher in case of government project because we get the confirmed business in government projects. We don't have to, customer acquisition cost is zero in case of government projects. That is the reason our EBITDA is much higher in government projects. But we have to make a balance between government projects and other segments just because of a huge capital involvement and receivable factor.
सर आई थॉट लाइक हमारा जो गवर्नमेंट बिजनेस में जो हमारा एबिटा जो ओवरऑल बनता है दैट इज अराउंड 30%, हमारा बी टू बी पे 35 एंड कंज्यूमर पे 40%. तो आप मेरे को एक बार क्लैरिफिकेशन देंगे कि लाइक मेरी अंडरस्टैंडिंग एंड आप रिवाइज कर दें अगर इन मार्जिन को एक बार.
Actually, EBITDA is always more than 40% in every case. But when we have expansions, that reduces the EBITDA in all. That is the issue.
Okay.
Otherwise, EBITDA in any one center is always more than 40%. Suppose that if we stop the expansion program, our EBITDA will cross 40%. But that is not possible. We have to grow. That is the reason we are trying to maintain the EBITDA between 30% to 35% so that our expansion program should not stop and our EBITDA should not come down less than 30%. But usually when the center gets matured, so few centers are having EBITDA at the level of 50% even, those who are running for last 10 years or more. But because of a huge expansion program, EBITDA comes down and we are trying to maintain it between 30% to 35%. That is our target.
Great, sir. All the best. That's all from my side. All the best for the future. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vivek Gupta from Advin Consulting. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. So my question was regarding the tie-up with the Ginasico and EBITDA. So is it safe to assume that the EBITDA with Ginasico will be the same? Because in the Ayurvedic segment, the testing is not as much as in the allopathy. So is that understanding correct or?
Sir, we have affiliation for only diagnostic services. We don't have any affiliation with Ayurvedic treatment part. So our EBITDA is always more than 40% whenever we go for any affiliation, any contract. In this case, definitely, it is a confirmed business we are getting from Ginasico and our EBITDA is more than 40%. But we are giving only diagnostic pathological services to Ginasico, and this is a 5 years exclusive contract with Ginasico for all the hospitals and clinics. And these hospitals and clinics are 150 numbers at the moment. And we have already covered more than 50% and already we are having a very good business from them. And it is a confirmed and high EBITDA business.
So the actual question was that will the requirement in Ayurvedic hospitals be lesser than other hospitals or will it be the same?
Lesser. It is lesser. In case of Ayurvedic hospital, pathological services are less. That is the reason we are having, we are affiliated with more than 30 hospitals and more than 50 clinics. But the total volume is not like allopathic hospitals.
Okay. So, but even then,
the volume is less, but the EBITDA is same. Yeah. The rate of diagnostic tests are the same. EBITDA is same, but the volume is less in comparison to allopathic hospitals.
Okay, got it. So you will accordingly size your center according to the requirement in that hospital?
No, basically whenever they give the space, we have to put the machines for pathological services only and we have to appoint one doctor. And whenever they don't give any space for our lab, we are putting lab outside the Ginasico hospital and it's a complete lab and giving services to Ginasico as well as for all of our segments like corporate, government, franchise and online business. We are doing all type of businesses in those labs. And wherever we are getting a space, we are putting the lab inside the Ginasico hospital. There are hardly 5 labs which we have installed within the Ginasico hospital. Otherwise, we have put all the labs outside the Ginasico hospital. But we are getting confirmed business. That is the reason we have expanded in those areas also.
Okay. Second question was, do you have plan to raise additional equity?
No, sir. No. Because we have already floated warrant for 104 crores and we have collected 25% and rest of the money we will collect in next 1 year, and that is enough for us to expand whatever plans we are having at the moment. I don't see any dilution of equity in future.
Okay, sir. That was about it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dipanshu Bhatia from Finvest Financial Service Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, audible, sir. Welcome.
Thank you, sir. So, sir, my question is basically right now that we have raised capital and we are in an early phase of growth, right? So, in the next 3 to 4 years, we should be going at a decent pace, right?
Yes.
Yeah, because of the size and because of the opportunity and expansion right now we're doing. So, in the next 3 to 4 years, what is the revenue growth you are expecting roughly for the next 4 years, not 1 year, the momentum that you are expecting? And second thing I heard on the call about is the EBITDA margin. Right now, it's slightly on the lower side. So after 3 to 4 years, when the expansion and capex is done, what is your expectation on the EBITDA margin, like 2-3 years down the line?
At the moment, for next 2 years, we are expecting EBITDA just what we have given in this financial year, just because we are expanding in a very fast manner. But after 2 years, we will make more balance and try to achieve the EBITDA around 40 plus minus, and that is our aim. But for next 2 years, we are expanding in a huge manner, and we try to capitalize all the opportunities we are getting in 13, 17 states. That is the reason we cannot expect around 40% EBITDA in next 2 years. We can expect only around 30% or between 30 to 35%. And rest we will see quarter to quarter what is going to happen.
Okay. And on the revenue growth side, you are growing the centers, you are growing the franchisee. So you have the knowledge like how fast they are going to convert. So what are your rough expectations for the next 3 to 4 years in this hyper growth phase? Just on the revenue side, PAT may be increasing slowly after 2-3 years, but revenue will grow immediately, right? Whenever you open a center and they start operationalizing. So next 3 to 4 years, what growth you are expecting on a revenue basis for the company?
You can easily calculate the projects we are having in PPP model and the way we are growing, and definitely it will be an entirely different picture what you have seen in last few years. But I cannot give you the numbers, and you can follow quarter to quarter.
The first quarter
is going to complete in next one month, and I will give you the same picture within 35 days from now.
Okay. So then moving to the qualitative side, which segment you would say will give you the maximum revenue jump in next 2 years? Is it going to be the franchisee thing? Is it going to be the B2B, B2C or government? The revenue is there today from all segments, but if I ask you which is the most hyper growth segment for your company according to you, which will give a good revenue contribution in the next 2 years, which segment?
Sir, our modus operandi is to have comprehensive centers all over India. But we don't want to lose the opportunity for samples through franchise business. Definitely, franchise business will be a great contributor in future. But we are not opening the labs for the franchise only. We are opening the complete comprehensive center so that we should have a footfall, because our old centers are having footfall of around 300 to 400 patients a day. But when you go for labs and for franchisee, you don't get any footfall. And that business is very competitive and it is not everlasting. So we are taking the advantage of putting comprehensive center and getting franchise business as well. So it is difficult to say which business will be larger, but definitely we are exploiting a franchise business also, because we are putting comprehensive centers all over India. So this portion will also have a very significant part in sales in future. But our modus operandi is to have comprehensive centers giving all type of facilities under one roof, so that patients should come to our center generation to generation. That is the reason our modus operandi is to have comprehensive centers first. Yes.
So 2 years down the line, is it safe to say that almost 50% of the revenue will be driven by these centers?
You are talking in comparison to franchise?
No, not centers. The only centers you are talking about physically visiting there, and then that's your focus, right? So 2 years down the line after expansion, almost 40-50% revenue will be driven through those centers?
No, 90%. 90% will be driven by our footfall. At the moment, it is nearly Okay. At the moment, it is nearly 99%. But due to franchise business, it will come down to 90%.
So still our main crux is these centers. We are banking and expanding and strategizing on these centers because you think it's a very sticky thing that people will come again and again and have an internal referral system, right?
Yes. We want repeat patients from the same doctors so that our stability and scalability should go together. Because we want stability also. With a scale, we want stability also. That is the reason we are focused more in our comprehensive centers. But definitely we are exploiting franchise business as well as online business also.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Thank you, sir. My question is answered.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhijit from Paul Asset. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Welcome, sir. You are audible.
Yeah. Yeah. So my first question is regarding the related party transactions. I was looking at the standalone RPT that was given in the result PDF. So we have an outstanding loan extended to group entities totaling somewhere around, I guess, 56 crores to Chandan Hospital, Chandan Pharmacy, and the Chandan Singh Foundation. So can you shed some light on this and understand the thought process behind the extension of capital to unlisted promoter entities?
Sometimes we transfer interrelated companies also to help the company. Sometimes we take from the other company to Chandan Healthcare also. Rajiv, you can explain this thing. Our CFO can explain. Rajiv, you are in?
Hello, am I audible? Yeah. So these loans and advances are to our group company like hospital. So these are on temporary basis on demand. So whenever they require money, and we are charging interest on it also.
Okay. How much that interest would be in percent terms?
12%. 12%.
Okay.
And so our loans
very short period.
And our loans are 8.9%. In Chandan Healthcare, but we are charging 12% from related party company Chandan Hospital.
Okay, and the other question was regarding the trade receivables. So the growth in receivables is obviously much higher than the revenue growth. Can you explain the reason behind the slow collection and which segment is the primary driver? Is it the institutional B2B business or the government business? And lastly, how do you see the trajectory going forward in FY27?
It is only government business. Sometimes they give they pay in a single shot for 6 months payment, and sometimes they hold for 6 months. That is the reason you are saying the credit amount. Mostly it is government, and rest of the receivables are from corporate, and these normally they are hardly 45 to 60 days. In all, but government receivables may go up to 6 months even, and when they pay complete full payment, and that is the reason. But we have good profits from government business. That's why we maintain that, and we go for government businesses also.
Okay, so there won't be any case for bad debtors, right?
No, there is no bad debt. In case of government, it is never, there is no zero bad debt, nothing. Because they all approve the bills on the monthly basis. But they pay when they get the budget. And that is the reason sometimes they pay for 4 or 5 months payment, and sometimes they hold for 4 or 5 months. On an average, it is 4 months. Sometimes we get early, and sometimes it is extended to 6 months even. But the average period is nearly 3 to 4 months in case of government. Otherwise, in corporate, it is 45 days average. And that's okay for diagnostic business because we do have huge margins in corporate and government business.
Right. And regarding the subsidiaries, the contribution on the top line from subsidiaries, I think it was somewhere around 120 crores in FY26. But yes, if you look at the bottom line, there certainly was no contribution. In fact, there was a minor drag. What is the reason behind this, and what measures are you taking to improve the subsidiary business in tandem, in line with the standalone business?
Yes, this subsidiary business is pharmacy business, and we have a wholesale as well as retail business. And at the moment, EBITDA is around 5%, and we are trying to keep it up for 10%. And that is the reason in this quarter we have closed 5-6 pharmacy retail units also, just to keep our EBITDA margin 10% and around 10%, so that it should not drag the total business. That is the reason in future you will see there will be a huge appreciation in diagnostic business, and you will see there is a depression in pharmacy business because we, non-profit units we will close down and profit units we will continue. And that is the reason you will find in future we will be getting around 10% EBITDA in our subsidiary unit also. But growth will be in diagnostic business. The major growth will go to diagnostic business.
Understood. And lastly, my question would be regarding the Dayal issue. So can you help us understand what is the latest status and what exactly is going on right now?
Rajiv, you can explain.
Yeah.
Regarding this, we have already filed our reply in consultation with our legal counsel and the merchant banker to the NSE. So we suppose the issue will close there and there only, because there is no substance to that questions raised by the Dayal group.
Okay. Okay.
It is not affecting us in any manner.
Not at all. I mean, the company is not having any exposure to that group, Chandan Healthcare.
Okay. Okay. Fine. I have a few more questions. I'll get back in the queue. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that management is able to address questions from all the participants in the conference, please limit your question to 2 questions per participant. Do you have follow-up question? We request you to rejoin the queue. The next question is from the line of Tahir Hyderabadwala from Gobi's Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, good afternoon sir.
Good afternoon.
Sir, I had just one question which you answered right away of the DISML group complaint that wanted updates regarding the same.
Yes.
Okay.
It is not affecting us in any manner. And we have already answered to all the parties, and it will be over. It's not affecting us.
Okay. And sir, one last question on the receivable side. Receivable days has been expanded exponentially, like it has gone from 74 days to 114 days. Any specific reason on that?
Receivable, it is a government money, and that we did not receive in the last quarter of the last financial year, and we are going to get in this financial year for 6 months payment. That is the reason it has increased.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankur Kumar from Alpha Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for taking my question. Punjab aur Haryana ka PPP hai, ye hai bhi, is it started or ye kab se ya phir kab se start ho raha hai sir ye?
Ye hum logo ko last quarter mein sab award ho gaye the. अब एक-एक करके ये सब ऑन होने जा रहे हैं इसी महीने के कुछ जून में ऑन हो जाएंगे दो तीन इस तरह से एक-एक करके हमें ये नेक्स्ट 8 मंथ्स में सब स्टार्ट कर देने हैं जितने भी ये प्रोजेक्ट हैं पंजाब हरियाणा और आसाम के तो ऑल द प्रोजेक्ट्स आर अंडर कंस्ट्रक्शन सब मशीनें लग रही हैं इस समय सब ऑर्डर हो चुकी हैं तो इसी फाइनेंशियल ईयर में ऑल द मशीन्स विल बी इन फंक्शन
एंड आपने लास्ट कॉल में आई थिंक सर बोला था 55 करोड़ रेवेन्यू पंजाब से एक्सपेक्ट कर रहे हैं हम नेक्स्ट इस ईयर में तो कैसा चल रहा है सर अभी मतलब ये Q2 से शुरू होएगा कब से शुरू होएगा सर ये
Q2 से शुरू होंगे
Q2 से शुरू होंगे
बेसिकली ये पंजाब हरियाणा आसाम ये सारे प्रोजेक्ट जो उन्होंने हमें एस्टिमेटेड फिगर दी है गवर्नमेंट ने जिसकी बेसिस पर उन्होंने हमसे बैंक गारंटी मांगी है तो ये तीनों प्रोजेक्ट मिलाकर के 800 करोड़ का 10 साल का प्रोजेक्ट दिया है उन्होंने अब ये नॉर्मली ये एक्सीड भी कर जाता है और बाकी टाइम बताएगा मगर नेक्स्ट क्वार्टर से हमारे ये एक एक करके सेंटर्स स्टार्ट होने शुरू हो जाएंगे
ओके सर सर एक मार्जिन पे डाउट था, आप 30-35 बोल रहे हैं लेकिन आई थिंक अभी करंटली हम 20 के आसपास हैं ओवरऑल कंपनी लेवल पे, तो इसमें इतना डिफरेंस क्यों है सर?
बेसिकली आई एम इससे इट इज ऑलरेडी 30% प्लस इट इज ऑलरेडी एज ए ग्रुप बिकॉज ऑफ फार्मेसी बिजनेस इट हैज कम डाउन टू 31%, दैट इज द रीजन. अदरवाइज राजीव फॉर डायग्नोस्टिक बिजनेस जस्ट राजीव फॉर डायग्नोस्टिक व्हाट इज द EBITDA एट द मोमेंट के ओनली डायग्नोस्टिक
I mean, it is more than 40%.
It is already more than 40%.
At consolidation and level, it is 31%.
Yes, this consolidation includes the pharmacy business, which has very low EBITDA. It is only 5%. And that is the reason it has come down to 31%. Otherwise, diagnostic business is already having more than 40% EBITDA. And in future, because diagnostic business is growing and pharmacy business, we are not focusing more on pharmacy business. That is the reason we will start getting more and more EBITDA in future.
Got it, sir. And sir, aapne 30% at least minimum growth bola tha is saal in last call. So, are we on track or how should we look at that?
Sir, 35 din ke andar humara first quarter ka result aayega, aap dekhte.
बट सर एक्चुअली ऑन डाउट फर्स्ट क्वार्टर में सर आप काफी बुलिश लग रहे हैं बट फर्स्ट क्वार्टर में तो ये पीपीपी भी स्टार्ट नहीं हो रहा, सो व्हाट इज मेकिंग यू सो बुलिश ऑन फर्स्ट क्वार्टर सर?
बिकॉज वी हैव एडेड सो मेनी सेंटर्स इन लास्ट फाइनेंशियल ईयर, नाउ दे हैव स्टार्टेड गिविंग फ्रूट्स, दैट इज द रीजन वी आर एडिंग मेनी सेंटर्स एवरी ईयर, दैट इज द रीजन इट विल बी यू विल गेट द इम्प्रूव्ड फिगर्स. But I can't say the numbers because that is my limitation to express the numbers of this quarter. That is the reason I'm not saying. But within 35 days, you will get the numbers as far as sale is concerned. And after 1 month, you will get the audited result also for first quarter. And the quarter to quarter, it should increase because we are adding more and more businesses. And that is the reason quarter to quarter, you will see the growth.
And sir, working capital pe koi view, how should we look?
Request you to rejoin the queue, please.
Sure, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Surichi Parmar from NX Wealth Management. Please.
Yeah, hello. Thank you for the opportunity. I want to know about what is the difference between your comprehensive centers and standalone centers?
We have three types of centers actually. One is comprehensive and this includes all pathology and all radiology services in one center under one roof. Means X-ray, ultrasound, CT, MRI, BMD, OPG, all type of PFP, all type of services under one roof, that we call comprehensive centers. And when we have only pathology and X-ray, we call it a diagnostic centers. And when we have only labs and nothing else, then we call it a standalone labs. Because so we have three types of centers, comprehensive centers, diagnostic centers and standalone labs. At the moment, we are having 19 comprehensive centers in 7 states. And 25 diagnostic centers and 26 standalone labs.
Okay, sir. And you are going to add more of the comprehensive, I think you said 20 comprehensive centers you are going to open in this year, correct?
No, we are going to open 20 labs. What we are planning, first we put the lab and later on we will add the radiology also and we will make it comprehensive. Because we cannot have 20-25 comprehensive centers every year. For this year, we have set the target for 5 comprehensive centers and 20 labs. In the same manner, in the next year also, we will have 5 comprehensive centers and 20 standalone labs. So that we will cover the whole UP and Uttarakhand. And in later stages, when our labs will be fully matured, we will add the radiology also and make it a comprehensive diagnostic center. It is a stepwise development upgradation of the centers.
so that we can cover all the geographical area and get the franchise business also. That is the reason we are in a step manner we are adding the radiology centers in our pathology labs.
So it means first these centers, whatever they cater to EBITDA, how much they add to EBITDA, going forward when you convert it into comprehensive centers, they will add more to the EBITDA. Because your preliminary work is already there, your building is there and other things are there. Just you need to put machines for other things like MRI and CT scan. So it will cater more to the EBITDA margins, correct?
Exactly. Actually, when we go for a standalone lab, our investment is only 1 crore and we can get the EBITDA positive very soon. And in case of comprehensive diagnostic center, we have to put 7 crore and we get the EBITDA positive in 2 years. But if we start with labs and we will add the radiology in future, then we can maintain a good EBITDA. That is the reason we have made such type of strategies. Otherwise, if we open all comprehensive centers all the time, then EBITDA will be affected. That is the reason we are, first we get the patients from that area and we make the standalone labs EBITDA positive and then we go for upgradation of the center and putting more radiological services just to maintain our profitability and growth.
Okay, sir. And sir, can you just share about your franchisee model, how you operate with this franchisee model?
There are so many ways. We have a team. Basically, the team is connected with the phlebotomist at different places and we promote them to have a collection centers and our marketing team supports them. And that is and we don't put any money in making a franchise business. And we just share the sales between franchisee and our center. And another way is we have affiliated with the UP government. And UP government is helping to develop the startup businesses for these phlebotomists. And they are giving a loan of 5 lakhs rupees to these skilled persons and they for the establishment of franchise. And that is under process. It has not started yet, but within a month or so, we will start getting our franchisee through from UP government also. And that is the reason we have put the target, what 1,000 franchisee previously we were thinking in 3 years, now we have set the target for 2 years. Because we are going to get a great support from the UP government also.
And how much is the revenue share?
50-50, most of the time. Sometimes, okay. It is variable. It is variable.
Okay.
It is not
and margin here also you are saying, whatever you are saying, 40% plus, same.
Just because in pathology, usually 10 to 15% is the consumable cost. That is the reason if we get 50% without any customer acquisition cost, without any site preparation, without any employee, then we get more than 50% margin.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Deepak from Wealthwise Wisdom. Please go ahead.
Hi, Amarji. Congratulations on great set of numbers.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Sir, दो तीन क्वेश्चन थे मेरे. So एक है इस बार आपका PPT नहीं देखा मैंने PowerPoint presentation जो आप investors के साथ share करते हैं. So so any reasons for not putting it because it gives a lot of clarity to us, right? In terms of payer mix, in terms of you know revenue streams, the new labs opened. So that is something you know I think. Was missing. So, अभी आप share करेंगे हमें या मतलब
sir, we have asked our team to share it quickly. Maybe the office will get it.
You can ask from our team. They have the PPT presentation.
Okay, ठीक है. अच्छा दूसरा sir जो EBITDA margin में I think question आ रहा है ये confusion है थोड़ा because हम जो calculate कर रहे हैं I think दो participant पहले भी ये raise कर चुके हैं. वो 20% आ रहा है आपके हिसाब से कैलकुलेशन 30% आ रहा है सो वेयर आर वी मिसिंग So in terms of, you know, do you include employee expenses in EBITDA? So which-
No, sir.
Which all things are you deducting from the revenue to arrive at EBITDA?
No, last year was 43.39 crore EBITDA, and this year was 56.84 crore, and it is 31.02% increased.
I don't know, sir. आपका EBITDA जो मेरी calculation से आ रहा है, it is somewhere around 14.5 crores, 14.25 crores for this quarter.
If you are talking about the EBITDA growth or EBITDA margins?
EBITDA, in absolute number, absolute EBITDA margin I'm talking about.
EBITDA margin is reduced just because of our consolidated results, because it is including inclusive of pharmacy. That is the reason. Otherwise, in case of only pathology, it is more than. Rajeev, how much it is in case of pathology EBITDA margin? EBITDA percentage, how much is the EBITDA percentage?
6 crore, sir.
No.
I mean, percentage-wise, it would be around 5%.
No, no. He's asking for EBITDA percentage for last financial year, standalone.
Standalone for pharmacy?
Without pharmacy.
Without pharmacy, last year, EBITDA was 43 crore absolute, and this year it is 56.84 crore absolute. Last year it was
Basically,
18%.
At the moment, in the last financial year, our EBITDA margin expanded to 164 basis points, and it is 20.25%. This is inclusive of pharmacy. That is the reason you are seeing a reduced EBITDA margin, just because of pharmacy, because pharmacy is having only 5% EBITDA margin.
Okay. And sir, in terms of, you know, seems-
I request you to rejoin the queue, please.
Okay. There must be one last question in terms of how many labs have you opened this year?
This year we will open 20 labs and 5 comprehensive diagnostic centers.
No, I'm talking about financial year 2026. How many labs did we open last year?
Last year we have opened more than 5 comprehensive centers and more than 20 labs.
Okay. On a base of पहले कितना था, अमर जी?
At the moment, मैं आपको एक net situation बता देता हूँ कि 19 last financial year तक हमारे 19 comprehensive diagnostic center हो चुके हैं, 25 diagnostic centers हो चुके हैं, जिसमें pathology, radiology है, और 26 standalone labs हो चुकी हैं, and the total numbers, 72 है, last financial year तक. Yes.
ठीक है। अगर मैडम अलाउ करें तो if you can give me the SSG number in terms of कि वो जो हमारे existing labs थे, उससे कितना business में growth आया है?
ये सब growth उसी से है, lab से ही है।
अच्छा, नए से अभी आप बोल रहे हो, ज्यादा धंधा नहीं आया अभी।
नहीं, नए से भी आया है। That is the reason we are growing, because जितने old, basically fully mature centers होते हैं, वो आपको 10-12% से ज्यादा growth नहीं दे सकते। और हमारी तो basically पूरी पूरी cumulative growth ही 20% से ऊपर है, that includes pharmacy and diagnostic growth, and that is the reason new centers have definitely contributed a lot.
ठीक है,
Because normally whenever put a center, it starts giving results from second year onwards, and that is the reason we are expecting very good performance in this year, because of putting more and more lab last year, and we are putting more and more lab in this year also, and now we can see the good results in future.
और सर, ये other expenses में what do you include?
Other expenses on Rajeev, you can tell. Other, he's asking for other expenses.
Since we cover only the major heads, they are, I mean, these are very, these are clubbed off many expenses. It's traveling cost, marketing cost,
Professional fee also included in this.
Professional fee also there, yeah.
Okay. So this has shot up. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parmar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for giving the opportunity.
Welcome, sir.
The question is regarding your ambitious plan regarding setting up one district, one lab in the next year in UP and Uttarakhand.
Yes, yes.
Usually, you might have answered already, but I might have missed it. So how much usually does it cost to set up one lab?
Cost of one lab is 1 crore, and the cost of a full comprehensive center is 6 to 7 crore.
So we are planning the comprehensive center in one district, right?
Basically, for this year, we are putting 20 labs in 20 districts and 5 comprehensive centers, because we have a limitation to have comprehensive labs everywhere, comprehensive centers everywhere, because comprehensive center requires nearly 6 to 7 crore. So for 5 comprehensive centers, we will put nearly 30 to 40 crores. And for 20 labs, we will put nearly 20 crores. Means 45 to 50 crores investment we are going to do in this year by having comprehensive centers and labs.
Right. So all these, the expenses, the capital expenses, are we, how are we planning? Are we taking debt or are we doing from our internal accrual? How are we planning?
Yes. Internal accrual, as well as we are already having a warrant for 104 crore. Already 25% we have received, and rest of the 75% we will get in next 1 year, and that that will be used for the expansion and together with our internal accruals.
Okay, thank you. And one more question. Regarding the current revenue which we are getting from GenaSeco, in the last con call you mentioned around 2.5 lakhs to 3 lakhs.
It has crossed 4.5 lakhs every day.
It has crossed now 4.5 lakhs.
Yes, 4.5 lakhs.
And how do we see, like, how do we see by the end of this FY27?
That we will see. Because we have already covered more than 50% centers, and when we will cover all the centers, definitely we will get the real picture. And quarter to quarter, we will get the real picture.
Right. Okay. 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 Thanks. Thanks. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vivek Gupta from Advent Consulting. Please go ahead.
So with the issue related to Laval, do you have any option to invest in that company?
There is a noise. Yes, yes. Please repeat.
No, sir. With the issue related to Bihar, do you have any obligation to invest in that company?
No, I don't. We don't have any obligation. Rather, they have obligations to pay us. So we are not going to affected by anything. They will have to pay us. That is the reason they have created some issues. So.
Okay. Okay. That was it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dilip, an individual investor. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hello, sir. Good afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity.
Welcome, sir.
Yeah. Actually, regarding my question is regarding the competition landscape. So our competitors are having a huge base and they're able to grow at much faster rate than us. So what, in which area are we lagging? So can you elaborate on that?
Please repeat the question, sir.
So if you see our competitors like Vijaya, Metropolis are growing at a higher rate, on a higher base. Though they have a
number,
we are not able to compete with them. So is there any challenges we have?
No, we don't have any challenge, but we are trying to maintain the growth with our profitability. That is the reason we have a controlled growth. Otherwise, we can grow much faster than what at the moment we are growing. But we have to maintain the profitability as well as our growth. And this balance we are trying to maintain. And that is the reason. And if we grow in this manner, we will be big in future. That is...
Okay, got it, sir. And regarding the second question, like, what is the competition we are facing from the hospital chains? Like, probably have their own diagnostic chain, and Apollo is having their own. So, is there any, like, are hospitals eating our chunk of revenue?
Not much, sir. It is between around 6 crores we are getting from two hospitals, from Chandan Hospital, but it is not much amount. It is a very small amount because they have their own facilities for diagnostic services. So we are getting only super specialty tests, and that amount is very small.
Okay. Sir, it would be helpful if you give the investor presentation along with the results so that it would be helpful to go through the results and every, like, what is the segregation between pharmacy business and our diagnostics business. So
sorry, sir.
Can you please upload the investor presentation as soon as possible?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. Rajiv, you upload it.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bihor, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, thanks for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Welcome, sir. Welcome.
Yeah. So, sir, just a clarity on the EBITDA margin. Our consolidated EBITDA margin for FY26 is 19%. Am I right?
20.25.
20.25.
And, yes, yes. Okay.
And
it is a consolidated margin.
Yeah. And it has been declining quarter on quarter, sir. So, on one hand, we are saying that the EBITDA margins will increase. And on the other hand, the EBITDA margin has been declining every subsequent quarter. So there seems to be some contradictory between what we are saying and what we are delivering. So can you please throw some light on it?
No, sir. Because we are expanding in a huge manner. Sometimes in one quarter you may see up, in some quarter you may see slightly down, but we have to maintain the total growth. That is the reason we have to maintain a balance between the expansion and the profitability. Because we are expanding too fast, that is the reason we may find sometimes slightly less and sometimes slightly more. But we are trying to maintain a balance and balanced growth also.
Okay, so for next year, sir, if I ask you, like, for FY27, what is the top line growth we are looking at on an overall basis?
Sir, from first quarter, you will have the guidance for the next financial year.
No, sir, because why I'm asking, because even in the last quarter, you said that the growth will be even 50% kind of number, right? So are you not sticking to that guidance which you gave last quarter, or how should we see? Because the growth is also much lower in the current quarter. Even in the current quarter, our growth is only some 20% on the top line, and on the bottom line, it is again 12 to 13%. So,
because we have started expansion in last financial year. That is the reason you are not going to find a good growth in last financial year. But from this financial year, you will see a great change. And wait for the first quarter result, and then you will have the guidance for this financial year. Because we have put lots and many diagnostic centers and labs in the last financial year. And usually our centers start giving results from the next year.
Okay. And sir, what is the guidance on the overall EBITDA margin for the next year? I don't want individual for diagnostic and pharma. I want the guidance on an overall EBITDA margin. What is the number
it will be
against 20% this year?
It will be higher than last year, but I cannot give you the number. But it will be higher than last year, and after first quarter results, you can have some guidance.
Thank you. As that was the last question for the day, I would now hand the conference over to Mr. Parth Acharya for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, everyone, for joining the conference call of Chandan Healthcare Limited. If you have any further queries, you can write us at research@kidneyadvisors.com. Once again, thank you, everyone, for joining the conference.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.